opposite side, that's what we're referring to as hechalid. They have to be cut in the same direction. So in that case, Rabbi Yishavit, Rabbi Yishavav, Oymer, Nezela. So everyone's going to agree that this is not going to be a good shechita. The question is, what's its status going to be? So Rabbi Yishavav says, this is a nevela. This is like an animal died, and it has a full tumah, which is even b'mas, even with carrying it. And Rabbi Kiva, Oymer, treifa. Rabbi Kiva says, it's true, you can't eat the animal, but its status is going to be one of a treifa, and therefore it's not metameh. Kalam Rabbi Yisheva. Rabbi Yisheva, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua said, listen, I have a general rule of thumb. This is the way I decide what it is. Kol she nifsal b'shechitasa nevela. Anything that it becomes possible because the shechita was done inappropriately, that's called a nevela, because it's like the animal just died on its own, and therefore has the status of a nevela. Kol she shechitasa karoi. Anything I shechted it properly, but there's something else that causes the psul. There's something innate about the animal that makes that the shechita is not good. Then it's a treifa, because you did a full shechita. And the end of Akiva was made to Rabbi Yishevav, that in fact this is going to have the status of a nevela, because the shechita was improper. Mishnah Hay, Ashuchit, Behema Chayva, Oifelo, Yatzimahem Dam. This is obviously an aberration from the norm. A person shechs, and there's no blood comes out. So one might think, okay, maybe this animal's really dead, and it's just, just some sort of weird spirit that's going on. But still, we don't assume that, and we say it's ksherim. It can be eaten with hands that are dirty, because it wasn't hukshar b'dam. In order for food to have the to be susceptible to tuma, it has to have some sort of liquid that washes over it. So usually we speak about mayim, ki yutan mayim, yutan dim li diyitain. So over here, but dam would also work. But over here there's no dam. So because there's no dam, therefore, it says the Tanna Kamma, therefore you could eat it even with dirty hands. It was not mukhshar the kabal tuma, it never became where the kabal tuma, don't have to worry about it. Shimon Aymer hukshru b'shchita. Shimon says, even though there is no dam there, still the shechita itself is machshirit, because the shechita is machshir the basar and matur for achila. Mishnah Vav, hashlichit es amisukenes. Shimon Gamliel Oymer ad she tefar ches biyad of a rego. You have an animal that looks like it's about to die. So you have to know, after you shechted it, was it alive, b'shas the shechita, or was it dead? So if it's tefar ches biyad uberego, which means that the animal made movements with both its hands and with its feet after it was shechted, it was jerking, then you know that the animal was alive when it was shechted. Rabbi Elazar Omer, daya im zikna. Rabbi Elazar says, if it's enough, sorry, not zikna, zinka. It's enough if the blood, when you do the slaughtering, the blood is splashes along the walls of the simanim. In other words, there's blood coming out. That means that there was some sort of pumping of blood, which means it would be alive. Daim zinka. Rabbi Shimon, afa shechet balayla, lemacher hiskim amatza ksalim aleim dam. Even someone shechets at night, and the next he can't see what happens. The next day, hishkim, he gets up and he sees that the walls of the animals, simanim, are full of blood. Ksheira shezinka, because we can assume that it was spurting out the blood. Ukumidas Rabbi Eliezer. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. It's in line. A third opinion is the opinion of the Chacham. My first opinion is Rabbi Gamliel, you need both. Then Rabbi Gamliel says, all you need is zinka. Comes on the Chacham and says, it's enough if the animal jerks either the hand or the regal. Or if it wags its tail. It doesn't matter which type of animal. That it put its hands out but never drew it back in. It's like when the animal dies, so that's like the way the animal just like throws its hands out. Then it's psula she'ina elo hitzos nefesh b'lavad. That's the actual hitzos nefesh itself. This whole discussion is only if we had reason to believe that the animal was in danger. And therefore we have a question as whether or not the shechita was matir. Avol im haisa becheskas bria. If a regular, normal, healthy animal, afilu ein ba echad mikol hasimanim halalu ksheira. Even if it doesn't have any of these indications, there's no reason to assume that the animal was not kosher. We're going to continue with Mishnah Zayin, Bez Hashem, hopefully tomorrow, my dear friends, make it.